Keeping It Due, episode 2 is back. Thank you so much for the support, all the positive feedback that you gave me on the previous episode. It is so nice to hear that you guys are rocking with this particular podcast, and you like the sound of my voice, and you like the clarity, and you just want me to keep doing what I'm doing. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm just going to keep on doing it because I enjoy it, and I love it. You know, this is where I want to be. I have wrestled with the idea, as mentioned in the previous podcast, with getting into this space and starting a podcast, and, you know, somehow getting into media in some way, shape, or form. And this feels right. This feels right at home. So thank you, everybody. And I'm just going to continue pushing out the content. And all those of you who suggested ways that I can improve my podcast, I have listened to you. I'm taking everything that you say into consideration when I record these things. So we're in this together. You guys have shown me that. So that in itself just gives me even more motivation to put out something that you guys would enjoy listening to. Okay. So some housekeeping. Previous podcast, I did mention that I was trying to get an audio only platform to post these podcasts on, and I did. So you can find my podcast on anchor.fm/David Muero. That's anchor.fm/David Muero, my name, and you will find the podcast episodes on there. And the beauty of this particular hosting platform is that it distributes to a whole bunch of different platforms. You can access the platform in places like Spotify, places like Google Podcasts. It's all on there, so it's easier for you to listen to on the go. It's easier for you to listen to on the go, and yeah, it's even available internationally in that front. But if you guys like how it is on YouTube, then feel free to stick to listening to it on YouTube. I will also be posting it on there, but the anchor.fm is another option for you guys to access the podcast. So whichever platform that you're listening to the podcast on, either way, I appreciate it. And yeah, welcome to this podcast. Welcome to the ride. Now, one of you guys did mention to me, and this is going to bring us to our first topic. One of you mentioned to me that Nick Mutuma has some controversy surrounding him. And you mentioned this to me because I was giving him a whole lot of praise and I was bigging him up in the previous podcast for the work that he did, the Sincerely Daisy and the Disconnect movie that was on Netflix. By the way, I hope you guys checked those out and you enjoyed it. Yeah, but I decided to take it upon myself to go onto the Googles and find out what exactly is happening with Nick, what controversy is surrounding him. And lo and behold, I found that allegedly, now that's the key word here, allegedly he has had a few instances of sexual assault. He has been accused of engaging in sexual advances, unwanted sexual advances on women. And there had been an incident that was reported in 2017, though even that one wasn't fully confirmed. And now the one that has recently happened. Now, I in no way, shape, or form am saying that he has done it, because I don't have hard proof evidence in front of me, and I'm not in the business of tagging on to hearsay and running with it. Okay? I like to give people the opportunity to present their cases and show that, A, because it has happened before where someone in a position of stardom, in a position of higher power, in a way, if I can use that phrase, have been threatened with misuse of the sexual conduct, accusations, you know, because they did not act in a particular way. Then they go to the media saying that they were sexually mishandled or mistreated by the said person. So that's why I am not going to outright blame him until there's some real hard evidence in front of me. But on the chance that it is true, then it is despicable, disgusting behavior, and it's a shame, man. I respect what Nick does for the film industry. I respect the fact that he has taken upon himself to put together a production company and is putting out pretty decent content. Okay, so I would hate for all that to come crashing down because he did indeed sexually abuse someone or more than one person. Sexual misconduct. Let me talk to the fellas real quick. Let me talk to you guys. Sexual misconduct, sexual abuse is not okay. It just straight up isn't. Let me paint a scenario for you. You walk into wherever you're walking to, maybe a club, may it be the supermarket, may it be the mall, whatever, whatever. And you see this fine thing, beautiful, gorgeous, wearing something that is just accentuating everything that she has been blessed with. Okay? You see her and she has enlightened your interest. That does not give you the right to go over to her and start groping her, touching her, feeling her up if she hasn't explicitly told you that she is down for you to do that. She will. Women, chances are, if they want that kind of interaction, they will make it be known to you. And at the same time, they will make it very clear to you that they don't want that kind of interaction. No means no. I'm pretty sure you've heard that phrase before. No means no. If she doesn't want you touching or being all up on her or filling her up or anything like that, then simply don't. Because it's just going to end up being a mess. It's going to look bad for you. And you're not going to get anything from her. Period. So it just isn't worth it. It's just not worth you going there and tarnishing whatever hopes that you may have had, and at the same time her respect for you and the community's respect for you ends up going in the dirt because you didn't know how to control yourself. Okay, let me give you some prime examples of what sexual abuse can do to not only your image but your career, your profession can suffer as a result of you not learning self-control, which is one of the basic human things, self-control. Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein was a huge, big-time Hollywood producer. He has had a hand in so many different big-time productions. And he, in turn, has decided that because of his influence and because of his position, he decided that he would use that to forward his agenda of basically sleeping or getting felt up or basically exploiting women in Hollywood. He would get women to perform these sexual favors for him in order for a chance for advancement, which is outright wrong. It's outright wrong. It is disgusting. And eventually he got called out on it. He was essentially the guy who was behind what started the Me Too movement. The Me Too movement was started because there was a lot of sexual abuse and mistreatment of women in Hollywood, and he was one of the bigger stories behind that. He was one of the bigger contributors to Hollywood women not feeling comfortable being in Hollywood because of what he was telling them to do for him. That in turn messed up his career. Since then, he hasn't been publicly attached to any major production since then. Also, he has been in and out of court, so his image was just going down, the toilet. And all because he did not respect those boundaries. He used his position to exploit. Another person that you may have heard of that has been a part of this wave of sexual abuse that is being called out on was Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey, if you don't know, he was famed from his show on Netflix called House of Cards. Really good show, actually. That was a really good show. It's a shame that he did what he did. So what ended up happening was that the show had to write off his character, because of course you don't want to be attached to something that was so negative as a show, as a production, if you want a chance at staying relevant, because you could very easily get canceled because of that. So Kevin Spacey, because of his sexual misconduct and his sexual abuse, ended up getting thrown out of Hollywood, essentially, because he hasn't been getting roles of late. Very, very bad for him. Somebody else, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was caught basically putting date rape drugs in women's drinks and using that to basically forward his sexual desires from women that had no control or say over whether they wanted to get involved with him in that way or not. Also, despicable behavior. And the fact that it caught up to him when he was in his later years of life, he essentially will spend the rest of his life in prison. And since he was old at the time when he was sentenced to prison, you don't know how much time he has left on this earth to begin with. So imagine you having to die in a place that is just not right. It's not a nice place to be, but that's where you will end up leaving this earth because of your actions. And finally, R. Kelly, arguably one of the most talented singers, producers of the 90s, 80s, all that. He used his position of fame, his money, his influence to prey on younger women, younger girls. Also, very, very disgusting behavior. And the fact that you had such a dominant career, you had such talent, and it all goes to waste because your work can no longer be supported because of the disgusting behavior that was happening behind the music. So fellas, you see, it's just not worth it, okay? If she says no, it's no, okay? I want to close off this particular part of the podcast, this particular segment, by saying, and I want this thing coined for myself. I want to see if I can get this copyrighted. Okay, can we get a hashtag for it? Okay, so here it is. Here we go. If she says no, take it and go. Simple as that. Let me repeat it for you, because I don't think you guys got it. I don't think you guys really heard this. Listen. If she says no, take it and go. If you want to remix it to be all inclusive, here we go. Listen. If they say no, take it and go. That should cover all the genders and sexual orientations, whatever, whatever. Basically, if the person doesn't want to do it, doesn't want to engage in that manner, then accept it and move on. There's no need to force it on somebody. There's no need to make them feel uncomfortable. There's no need to exploit. It's wrong. Stop doing it. Okay? All right. Now, US elections are coming up. They are upon us. At the time that this particular podcast will drop, the US elections will be the next day, because these podcasts drop on Monday. This particular podcast will drop on the Monday before the US elections. Two front runners, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Donald Trump being the current sitting president, Joe Biden being the former vice president before Trump entered. Now, the Trump administration has been riddled with controversy upon controversy upon controversy. The Russian thing, the racial unrest in that country, in that nation, the disregard of equality, the foreign affairs that have just been shattered by the president. It's really been interesting to watch from afar what's been going on in the US from the president, the sitting president. So now essentially US citizens get a chance to vote him out. I'm not saying that Biden is particularly the best candidate. Even across social media, people have been very vocal about the fact that Joe Biden hasn't really sold them. Joe Biden really hasn't sold them. So it's a tough one for the US right now. So I'm curious to see what happens. Lil Wayne has come out. Lil Wayne, 6'7", lollipop, Young Money Lil Wayne, has come out to say that he is endorsing Donald Trump. Even went to the White House, shook his hand, took a photo, posted it on all manner of platforms to basically show his support and his endorsement for Donald Trump. Lil Wayne is not the first person that I would go to for political advice or anything of that magnitude. I mean, he's the same guy. Social issues, actually, by the way. Same guy who says that racism doesn't exist. As a person who has spent most of his life in the United States, I can tell you for a fact that racism truly does exist. It's alive and well, and it's breathing. And my friends and family who still live in the US tell me that it's still kicking. So Lil Wayne, that endorsement shouldn't mean much to people. Why I'm talking about the US elections is because it affects the world. Let me tell you why it affects the world. The current sitting president of the US will go into office and start enacting policies. Policies that will affect the way the global markets look like. The global economy is highly dependent on the kind of trade that is happening in the US internationally. The US being one of the superpowers of the world, also being one of the biggest consumers in the world. These policies for trade and, you know, foreign interaction between the US and the rest of the world plays a part in even local economies. Because, for example, here in Kenya, the kind of relationship that you have with the US will in turn look at the kind of investment opportunities that they have cross borders. The kind of investment opportunities that happen here in Kenya coming from the United States and vice versa. It was only a few years ago where there was finally direct flights in and out of the US from Kenya because of the relationships that are built. Whichever sitting president is going to be in the US will determine the kind of relationships that are being had across the world. That in turn will translate to the kind of business that nations and the business community within those nations will engage in internationally. That's why it is important to keep an eye on the US election. It is rough in the US right now with Corona going on. Donald Trump hasn't particularly, as a leader, he hasn't particularly handled it well. As a matter of fact, that country is the hardest hit in the world. As of the time that I'm recording this podcast, they have over 9 million confirmed cases. That does not instill a lot of confidence in the leadership that is going on there. So does that mean that it's time for a change? Probably so. Does that mean that the person who is closest to being able to remove Trump is capable of delivering that change? That is yet to be seen. Before I leave this topic, I want to address Kenyans. I want you to observe what is going to happen post the election results in the US being announced. Now, I want you to observe the way the people will behave once the winner is announced. Chances are, very high chances, because history has seen that this is exactly how it's going to play out. Chances are, they are not going to go out and kill one another by the hundreds or the thousands over somebody who is in a suit, has power, and will probably never, ever interact on a one-to-one level with you because you decided to go out and fight your brothers and sisters over him or her. Post-election violence, post-election conflict does not need to happen. You can take the result and you can move on, and you can shape your life around whoever wins the election. It is not necessary for you to go out and beat and disturb the peace of the people around you over that one individual. That's not how you sustain a peaceful country. Peace comes from you. I want you to observe how the US is going to behave, whether it be Biden who wins or whether it be Trump who wins. We're not even going to get on to Kanye. Kanye is not in my mind right now in terms of people who can possibly win. And if Kanye somehow wins this election, then the US truly does deserve Kanye. That's all I can say. All right. So I want to leave you guys with the final segment of this particular podcast, which I like to call a little bit of introspect. Okay. Now, I want to read you guys a small little something. Okay. Listen to it and internalize it. It's funny how we outgrow what we once thought we couldn't live without, and then we fall in love with what we didn't even know we wanted. Life keeps leading us on journeys we would never have gone on if it were up to us. Don't be afraid. Have faith. Find the lessons. Take that however way you want to take it. Hopefully it applies to you. Hopefully it makes you think. That's the purpose of this particular segment, just to make you think. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I'm highly appreciative of each and every one of you who has rocked with me or who is new. Thank you, and I'll see you guys, or rather, you will hear me on the next one. Peace.